Up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we're diving into some updates from Perplexity AI about their pro search features. We did an episode on Perplexity, which is essentially an entirely AI-based search experience that came onto the scene and has been really popular and is really impressive. And even more so now. So let's break it down. First up, Perplexity has upgraded their pro search tier for basically more advanced human-like problem solving in a search engine context. They've recognized that research basically shapes our daily lives, especially as marketers or content creators, and it's helping us make informed decisions and also just solving problems when it comes to other practices in business sectors as well. And it's honestly a real time suck, as we all know, to do proper research and cite sources correctly and make sure that information is accurate and correct. It takes time. And that's where this pro search feature really, I think, comes in handy and is kind of revolutionizing knowledge discovery or research, really. And it's faster and more efficient than the previous model, which is always a good thing. This update also kind of comes amidst some legal controversy for Perplexity. Basically, what's going on is Forbes is claiming that Perplexity's AI chatbot is stealing their content, essentially, with both text and images, which is quite an accusation, without proper attribution, which is the real core issue, obviously. The Forbes chief content officer, Randall Lane, caught wind of this and called out Perplexity's chatbot basically for not just ripping off their reporting, but also trying to give itself credibility by citing other sourced reports. These other reports were just, again, I guess, aggregated versions of Forbes's original stories. All the content inception was Forbes's, is what the content editor in chief was saying. But apparently Perplexity did not stop there. They even sent out some push notifications about their version of the story and created an AI generated podcast, which then became a YouTube video, definitely getting pretty meta at this point. But that video actually started to outrank Forbes's own content on Google search. So, again, not a good look for Perplexity, obviously. Their CEO, Aravind Srinivas, I still hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly, even from our last episode. I should probably check the pronunciation and practice it. Tried to smooth things over by calling it a new product feature with rough edges, and that they're working to improve it. But Forbes definitely isn't buying it. They have demanded that Perplexity remove the infringing content and pay them any ad revenue that they may have earned from it. Promise not to do it again. This goes beyond just Forbes and Perplexity, though. It's part of the bigger picture where news outlets are all trying to protect their content in this era of AI. And these models are being trained by, I'm sure, just a ton of copyright licensed content. It's got to be hard to regulate that at all. And I feel like the cat may be out of the bag in some instances already. Some publishers like the New York Times are going hard down the legal route, while others are striking licensing deals already with AI companies. And they've already accepted the fact that publishing has changed and they're trying to get ahead while they can. So it's basically the Wild West out there in the world of AI and publishing. So as marketers, we definitely need to keep an eye on how this all plays out. It's going to have big implications for how we use AI in our content strategies, obviously, moving forward. So stay tuned, because the story and stories like this are far from over, and there will be more. So let's talk about more about Perplexity's pro search here. They basically improved it to tackle more complex queries. It can do things, really cool things, like perform advanced math and programming computations now. And I guess delivers even more thoroughly researched answers, which is pretty impressive. I looked at a couple of the example searches here, and they really do. They kind of break your search down into multiple steps that they believe it would take, and they show you each search mode that they would take. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here just so you can kind of see it for those of you who are watching. One moment. This is the perplexity.ai blog post about their Pro Search upgrade. Definitely check it out in the show notes. And for those of you watching here, you can see a little example of the Pro Search experience. It's breaking down a search, quote unquote, "I want to see the Northern Lights. When is the best time to go? And what are the top viewing locations in Iceland or Finland?" So it shows you a very logical, sequential, step-by-step process. The first search is find the best time of year to see the Northern Lights in Iceland and Finland. The second would be identify the top viewing locations for Northern Lights in Iceland, in Finland. And it kind of takes you step by step through the sources that they're looking at. Now, hopefully those sources are cited correctly and not being pulled or aggregated from other sources like Forbes. So again, you need to be careful about things as we're testing and experimenting these new tools. And it also is able, like I said, to solve some pretty interesting math problems and equations here, which is really impressive. If you're watching on video, it solves the what's called the knight dialer problem, like knight as in knight in shining armor, dialer as in dialing a phone, which is essentially an advanced programming problem that asks for any number n, how many number combinations could be dialed on a phone pad using the move of a knight on a chessboard. So that L or that knight move, how many variations or how many numbers with a given N hops, so or hops or moves, I guess you could say. So it's one of those lovely computer programming and sorting or algorithmic problems that I just loved from my computer science classes back in college. But as we all know, or as you may know, I ended up building websites because that wasn't my cup of tea. Anyway, super cool features from the Pro Search here. Definitely check out the link. And they give you some access to view the answers as well in Perplexity's platform. So Pro Search can now approach and solve these more intricate problems. It understands when a question kind of needs to be planned out. Like I said, it works through the goals of the question step by step and synthesizes in-depth answers much more efficiently. Again, if you can check out those searches in the show notes, the answers are quite impressive. It also gives you a lot of follow-up searches, and I believe that's an expansion or an upgrade for Pro Search as well. And that functionality is a lot more improved. So that's some next level AI search, which is pretty impressive. They definitely supercharge the Pro Search's capabilities. they've also integrated. They've integrated what's called the Wolfram Alpha engine, which is essentially what's allowing ProSearch to solve those complex mathematical questions much faster and with a lot more accuracy. So a little bit on the difference between their Quick Search and their ProSearch. Quick Search is for the fast, accurate answers that are backed by sources, perfect for when you need the info on the fly, more like a typical search experience, and where you're not so much research-based, maybe not creating a piece of content. But that's more what Pro Search is for. When you need a deep dive, it's kind of like having an expert research assistant or podcast producer, in my case, scouring the web for you and helping you just dial things down to a comprehensive report and analysis with the proper sources and citing. So you can just toggle Pro in the search bar as you're asking your question, and it kind of takes the reins from there. So apparently everyone in Perplexity gets 5 free uses every 4 hours of ProSearch. But if you're a power user or a paid user, and I believe it's $20 a month or something like that for Perplexity's, I'll double check that as well. One moment here. Yes, that's correct. $20 monthly for Perplexity Pro. And you have almost unlimited daily access on the ProSearch, they say. So a lot of cool possibilities with the new and upgraded Pro Search. It can also apparently pinpoint like case laws for attorneys, do a lot of trend analysis and summarization for marketers, hello fellow marketers, and do some code debugging for developers, which is always handy. And we already, if any of you are in the coding sphere out there, you know that Google and search or forums like, oh my gosh, Stack Overflow, excuse me, I'm just blanking now that I'm trying to pull these, have been hugely beneficial and have solved a lot of coding headaches for a lot of coders. And I'm sure Perplexity Pro is trying to take on that market as well. So let's talk a little bit more about why this matters to us as marketers. The Perplexity Pro search upgrade is definitely changing the way we can do market research for the better. It's allowing a much deeper dive into things like consumer trends, competitor analysis, industry forecasting, things like that. The smarter these search engines get, the smarter these models get, the more heady problems that they're going to be able to solve for us. So for the marketing world, this tool really enables things like more targeted data-driven campaigns. If you need to understand the nuances of a new certain market segment, you can kind of ask a lot of follow-up nuanced questions once you have the Perplexity engine searching into this segment data. In content creation, though, I think is where this pro search feature is going to really shine, especially for fellow content creators. Its advanced capabilities now can help you generate ideas for blog posts if you follow up questions, social media content, copy. Again, you're going to want to be very careful when it comes to copyright and licensing and all that stuff. I am doing my best when I'm using AI to help generate content and scripts to use my existing transcripts, my existing podcast content that I've already created as an example, and always instructing, whether it's Perplexity or any model that's doing my research, to look for any copyrighted information or anything like that. So that's one recommendation, and the primary recommendation I can make if you're going to be using these tools. Always fact check, always. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of hallucinations still going on in these AI tools. That's a huge issue. And if people are using these AI tools and not acknowledging the fact that they're hallucinating, then they're doing it irresponsibly. Always double check your facts that these models are spitting out at you. I have to do it every episode. I've definitely come close to catching some embarrassing flaws or misinformation generated from these tools. And it's our responsibility as marketers and content creators to create helpful, accurate content. So make sure you use this technology that just to elevate your existing marketing strategies, your existing marketing, the ethical marketing that I know you guys are all doing. No need to find shortcuts at this point. These tools look like shortcuts to a lot of people, but to stay competitive and to not be a part of the content regurgitation that's going to take off like crazy with these tools, I think we really need to focus on imbuing it with our own voices. And that's something I'm going to focus on going forward for sure. So that's a little bit of my perspective on how this affects us in the marketing world. As always, I would love to hear your thoughts. Please drop a comment, shoot me a message if you got any insights to share at all. And that is it for today's episode. So if you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify. I've been sharing my screen for all of those users watching on the video for the last few minutes or so. Sorry about that, but please follow on Spotify if you enjoyed the show. Subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.